Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Resound from the Third Coast Festival. I'm producer Dennis Funk. This week, I'm sitting in for my gal, Gwen Maxite, to bring you a quick special feature. Before we start the show, I want to let you know about a great live Third Coast event we have coming up. It's the Radio Cinema Spectacular. Now, here's a bit of background. This year, our 2016 short doc entries were inspired by mini-movies made by Manual Cinema, Chicago's very own amazing shadow puppetry collective. Well, on November the 10th, you can join Third Coast at Chop Shop in Wicker Park to see how Manual Cinema has reinterpreted these short docs back into visual theatre. And you can also meet the makers themselves. For details and ticket information, visit thirdcoastfestival.org. This week, we are bringing you a special podcast feature from the Restorative Radio Project, based at WMMT, a radio station in eastern Kentucky. The station hosts a weekly show named Calls from Home, where family and friends of prisoners in the region call in to send a message to those inmates through the airwaves. The station's 100-mile signal radius reaches 8 central Appalachian prisons.
Hi, welcome to Calls from Home. Would you like to leave a shout-out?
Yes, thank you.
All right, great.
This shout-out is coming from Richmond, Virginia, to my sons. I miss you guys, and I love you so much.
Hey, this message is for Jermaine down there at Key Mountain.
I want to give a shout-out to my pops, Yaya.
Producer Sylvia Ryerson invited some of the program's regular callers to take home audio recorders and create postcards of everyday life for their loved ones in prison. For one of those postcards, Essie Manns recorded Sunday church and a family dinner for her grandson, Devon, who's been incarcerated since the age of 19. Today, he's 29, and his release date is set for 2034. Something we at Third Coast loved about this work, and think you should listen for, is just how present Devon is throughout the entire thing. All right, now, here's Essie.
Hi, Devon. This is your grandma. You know what you call me. This is G-Ma, Grandma Essie. Today's date is Sunday, October the 11th, and I'm so blessed that we are on our way to church today, and your mother should be there. And after church, all of us will talk to you. And this is to show you today how much we love you, and we are sending a shout out to you, making a radio piece specifically for you. You know, every Sunday when I go to church, I generally carry you in my Bible. Well, I left you in North Carolina this week, that picture that I usually have with me, but I got you in my heart 24/7. And remember what I told you, regardless of what everybody else do, you keep on keeping a prayer in your heart and spread that to your brothers, because the more prayer y'all do, the heavier y'all can fight whatever demons may be trying to dance on you. Hey, are you ready? All right, we're heading out, and we'll do it at church at 10 o'clock. Going down Staunton Avenue. Most of the neighborhood up and down 10th Street is just about gone. And on our usual plea, we're late. we're a few minutes. The clock is a little bit fast, but we're still late. Church's supposed to start at 10, so we're going to make it real well.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
I'm Stella Thomas, your grandma's buddy and buds. But I wish you'd be have a blessed day, because I got a brother-in-law been dead 40 years now for something he didn't do. And they didn't let him out yet. I just hope he come free one day. Yeah. He ain't there for nothing, though, you know that. When you don't have money, that's the way it go. They take advantage of you. When you got money, you know, you pay your way. But when you ain't got no money, yeah, we thinking about you this morning. We're going to sing for you.
Put your hands together this morning.
Hey, Devon, this your mom. Just letting you know that I'm leaving church, and I said a big prayer for you, as I always do. On my way to Grandma's house, and we're going to sit there, and we're going to have a feast. And let me tell you, I'm not going to brag about the food, because I know you're talking about that great stuff. However, we're going to eat for you, okay? Love you.
All right, 1-2-1-2. This Pop Dukes here. Hey, son, we're just leaving church here and just had a good time praising with the Lord. And now we'll get ready to head on over here and have some good eating, all right? So this part one, and then we're going to have a whole day of adventurous talking and just reminiscing and everything. It's going to be a good, blessed day, all right? All right, this Pop Duke loving you, man. Signing off. To be continued. All right.
We're just walking out of church, and I'm still talking to you. It's a beautiful day out here. And I'm looking at your brother, who's been so patient and enduring for me and your mom. And I'm just loving it. Devon, you remember the time that Lois had gotten a speaker for Father's Day for the Men's Day program, and the speaker didn't show, and you got up and you did that speech? She still talks about that. You weren't but about 15 years old when you did that one. Oh, did I tell them that was me up there singing? Devon know my voice, I think. I don't even remember what the words were that I was singing, but they had me to sing a part of a song. On our way home now, and we're gonna go over here and see what Uncle Great has done, if he's cooked this fish like I told him. All righty.
All right, Devon, guess what? We're back at home.
Hey,
of course.
Hey.
Now we're all sitting here waiting for the food that my brother, your uncle, was cooking prior to us leaving, and it has not come into fruition.
Great's in the process of making our rice and our peas. So I'm getting ready to go back here and drop this fish. So this is our chief cooking here.
I'm making four cheese rice, homeboy. And we're going to drop some fish. Well, you showed me how to work that thing.
Yeah, this message is going to the barn. He know that we need him here, because that boy would be in the kitchen cooking with me.
Fish, boy.
Y'all can start eating. Everything is ready, so we're going to have prayer.
Hey, taste it. Top of salt. I think it's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. All right. No, look, I ate a piece of fish already, a piece of bread. I can't even eat that. I got so much food in my plate, I don't even know where to start.
Hey, Devon, it's Jamar, your youngest cousin, man. I miss you, man, for real. I just can't wait to see you again, and just call whenever you get a chance, man. Like, and I know you got some new raps and stuff you probably got for us, some freestyles, because you're amazing, man. And I can't wait for you to go out here and just show the world what you can do.
Brian, you remember when you was like 8 years old and Darius was 5 and y'all got hit by that car, and we went to go to city council and you got all your friends together to talk about the traffic on 10th Street, and I had written up all this stuff I was going to say, and you stood before the city council and you looked at them and y'all pulled a bunch of pictures that everybody had drawn of people riding on bicycles and cars running up on the sidewalk hitting people. You did most of the drawing. And you looked up at the city council people and you said, "Can you envision that one day I'm going to be sitting where you are And how will you feel if I treat you the way you have treated my neighborhood? You pointed your finger at them. The whole city council chamber stood up and gave them a standing ovation. And they had told us we would never get a light, that our light would have to be number 100 because it was so many people. That night, they moved us from 100 to 10. And you all started going to meetings. You, Deontay, and Darius, and guys would go over to the Parks and Rec and talk to them about how you develop a park. And the next thing you know, within about 2 or 3 weeks, we had a blinker up because they were getting ready to give us a light. One strength that you always had, you could tell a story because you had a vision. Now, we're looking at it like this. Every day I tell you to live your day one day at a time while you are sitting in jail. I want you to envision yourself, write notes to yourself, and envision yourself being a free man because you have a lot to offer to the world. Don't look at it like, oh, I may never get out of here. Envision it. If it doesn't happen one day, you've always known that we never give up. You keep on working on it because I see you being home with us for the holidays. And we're going to be having this same fun and this conversation and going out building on the world, letting other people know the way we fight the devil is we got to recognize that God is real. He's in you and keep it flowing. And you don't want to allow somebody to mess with you when you are thinking, breathing human being. And as much as they might try to put on you, they can't whip you when you keep your mind strong.
Devon, this song right here is one of my favorite, and this is for you. It's Layla James. A lot of people haven't heard it, but I love it.
Here we are together, and everything between us is good.
I'm getting ready to head back down this road. I came into Virginia just so I could have this experience for you, with you, about you, and I love you. So, baby, with that being said, until I talk to you again, so call me soon. And fellas, we love y'all as well.
Would you catch me if I fall for you?
Okay, Devon, Krista's got to go home, and we're getting ready to wrap up. So bow your head and be with us because we're getting ready to have prayer. Devon, this is the group, and we are saying, see you later. God bless, and I want you to stand tall. Heavenly Father, as we look around, we're asking that you give us traveling mercy as we move from place to place, that you build our hearts with strength of knowing that all things are possible. Time is just a space for that moment. Don't look at it as a negative, but as a positive movement that what you will believe and you can conceive it. You got to write a picture in your head like you always do when you tell the story that God hears you and all things are possible and we will have you home. Amen.
Amen.
We love you.
Love you, man.
Envision Yourself Being a Free Man was recorded by Essie Manns and produced by Sylvia Ryerson for the Restorative Radio Project from WMMT in Whitesburg, Kentucky. Third Coast's artistic director, Sarah Geis, recently spoke to Sylvia about the audio postcard series.
When did you first meet Essie, Devon's grandmother?
I first met Essie on this van trip a year ago, last September. I mean, it almost goes without saying, but these prisons are extremely hard to get to. There's no public transportation, no train system, no bus station, no airport, you know, within hours of these prisons. And so if you don't own a car or can't afford to rent one, there's basically no way to get there. So I ended up organizing a couple van trips last fall from families in all across Virginia to visit the prisons. And Essie ended up coming on both van trips I organized. And so I really got to know her in person and spend time with her and hear about her story. And then a month after our first van trip, I showed up on her doorstep with my audio recorder, and we spent the whole day together. Essie is a powerhouse. Like, she just, I feel like when you listen to that piece, you can just really hear what an incredible fighter she is for Devon and how much she loves him. She wanted to make sure he was on board with the project, and her fear was that he would feel left out of her recording this whole day with the family, and she didn't want it to be something that he would feel left out of. And so she talked about it with him, and his response was he really wanted her to do it, and he was really excited about it. So she sort of did it with his blessing.
What reactions have you gotten, both from within the prisons? Like, how did Devon react when he heard it, but also from the general public?
One of the most amazing things, I think, was this feeling that they were right there in the room with their family. I mean, visitation is incredibly important and needs to be made more accessible. But something that was striking to me was someone told me that it felt more intimate to them than an in-person visitation, because they were actually in the living room with their family, you know, in Devon's case, like hearing the sounds of the fish frying, hearing from 8 members of his family all at the same time in the same space is almost more intimate than an in-person visitation. One can think of prisoners as numbers, and I hope that this project sort of shows how, you know, people incarcerated are a part of extended community and family networks, and they are missed terribly. And there are people that are desperately waiting for them to come home and want to support them in doing so, and are hugely impacted by their incarceration.
That was Restorative Radio producer Sylvia Ryerson. You can hear more postcards like this one at restorativeradio.org. For a longer interview with Sylvia, stop by thirdcoastfestival.org and click on the Behind the Scenes section at the bottom of our homepage. All right, that's it for this week's episode of Resound. If you like the show, please let us know by leaving us a review in iTunes, or you can email us on resound@thirdcoastfestival.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter. We'll be back in a few weeks with a regular episode, but in the meantime, you can always stop by thirdcoastfestival.org and have a dig through our audio archive of more than 2,000 of the best radio pieces ever produced. There's really something for everyone in there, and our new playlists are great for long commutes and awesome weekend drives. Can you imagine anything better than listening to stories and watching the leaves change? I can't. Amazing. While you're on our site, you can also support all the work that Third Coast does with a donation. All right, that's it for me. Speak soon. Bye.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.